Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest, former WWE superstar Romeo Roselli, one half of the Heartthrobs, and actor of Jersey Shore Massacre. And also the man that Robin Thicke envy all day. Give it up for Romeo Roselli. Hello? Yes, Romeo Roselli?
Yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling at Factor.
Thanks. Sorry, I was saying something, and I guess you guys didn't hear it.
Yeah, just probably your audio problem.
I think I was muted. I think you muted me by accident, but it's no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. You're welcome. Were you a fan growing up in the Northeast?
Yeah, I was always a big fan growing up, and I went to a lot of WWF shows and WWE shows growing up in the area, and watched every minute I could on TV.
What legend did you idolize in the business during that time?
I grew up as a kid in the 80s, so, you know, of course, that's when Hulkamania was in its heyday, so I was, you know, big into all the 80s characters with Hogan and the Warrior, and then as it got into the 90s, you know, I admired guys like Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
What is your memories of being trained by Lance Storm, Bill DeMont, and Al Snow?
That was an amazing experience, and I really enjoyed training in OVW in Louisville. And, you know, that's one of the best, looking back, that's probably one of the best times of my life I had down there with great bunch of guys I was training with and, you know, great trainers and great TV shows, and Jim Cornette was down there as well running TV shows. So it was a really great experience, and I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
Yes. Yeah, some people in the industry question about Bill DeMont's handling with training. Like, for example, the guy Austin Madison that used to be in NXT had filed that lawsuit for abuse and during training. And what's your thoughts on Bill DeMont?
When Bill was in Louisville when I was there, it was pretty rare and infrequent. And when he was down there, you know, he just, you know, ran pretty hard practices. I personally never saw anything, you know, that would be considered, you know, I guess wrong to do. But on the same respect, you know, he did run very hard practices, but at the same time, just like any other coach, some coach would run you harder than other coaches. But as far as the other stuff that Bill has been accused of, I personally never saw it with my own eyes, but that's not to say it didn't happen, but I just never had the experience of it outside of just, you know, tough training practices.
Right. And what are your thoughts of Jim Cornette?
Jim was, I was honored to be down there with him down there, and he was a very influential, you know, mentor for me in my career, and I just can't you know, thank him enough, and I don't have enough good things to say about him and, you know, his love for the business and, you know, his style and, you know, just watching old, you know, videos and clips of him too. And, you know, how he wanted to just see the business continue to succeed was something that, you know, I found very, very welcoming. And I was very happy to be around him during my time down there.
Who came up with the idea of giving you and Antonio Thomas the name Heartthrob?
That was Mr. Cornette. So, you know, in OVW, we were the Heartbreakers. You know, the idea was getting thrown around of me and Antonio teaming up. And one day, Jimmy came over to us, and he's like, you guys are going to be called the Heartbreakers, and you're going to have a manager called Mo Green. It's going to be Mo Green and the Heartbreakers, and you guys are going to have big red lips on the front and a big broken heart on your butts, and you're going to come out with big feather boas, and it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And we just kind of looked at each other, and we were like, well, all right, if Jim Cornette's telling you to do that, then, you know, we'll do our best to make it work. And if anybody knows about tag team wrestling, it's Jim Cornette. And then from there, I guess, when we got called up to the main roster, they preferred Heartthrobs over Heartbreakers. But in the end, it's, you know, it's one syllable word. So.
Did you had a chance to interact with Vince McMahon while on the Raw roster?
I did. You know, he's obviously a very busy guy, so, you know, you don't have too much time with him. But, you know, I had the unique experience of working in the corporate headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut, in the live events department before I began a full-time pro wrestling career. So I actually had a lot of exposure to him in the corporate office, where I would bump into him and Triple H and Stephanie and Linda McMahon and Shane all throughout my time in Stamford, Connecticut, working in the office there.
What's your memories of William Regal and Tajiri working with them during the tag team for the belts?
Oh, they were great to work with. I mean, William Regal is, I mean, when it comes to wrestling, there's really nobody better at their actual wrestling than William Regal. And Tajiri's just so athletic and so talented that it was, you know, it was quite the honor to be called right up and be working with the two of them.
Right. You definitely also had worked with Eugene Dinsmore also. How was that also?
Nick Dinsmore? Nick was great, because I also got, you know, to work with Nick a little bit down in OVW in Louisville as he was kind of helping run some of the training camps and some of the classes down there. So, you know, Nick is, you know, a great talent, a great wrestler. And, you know, his Eugene character was pretty entertaining during his run as Eugene.
Right. He definitely a underrated talent in the business that should have went more further. What's your thoughts of Shane Helms and Rosie working with them on Sunday Night Heat?
Yeah, we work with them probably for about, 4 to 5 months, almost on a weekly basis. So, you know, we got to know them pretty well, and we had, you know, some good entertaining tag team championship matches. And they were great to work with. I mean, when you look at Hurricane has worked with them all. He's worked with The Rock, Stone Cold. You know, he's worked with everybody up and down the line. So, you know, it was great to work with them.
Right. Any memories of y'all doing a lot of skits on Sunday Night Heat?
It was fun to do promos. We were entertaining characters, and we liked doing promos. So yeah, anytime we had an opportunity to do something in a backstage segment, we would welcome.
Any thoughts of John John Laurinaitis, the talent relations?
I really didn't work with him that much. So, you know, he agented a couple of our matches that we had when we were on Raw. But other than that, you know, I really didn't deal with him too much. I dealt more with Tommy Dreamer, who was very influential in getting me hired and getting me signed. And he's been another mentor for me and many other guys. And, you know, having Tommy Dreamer, you know, around was definitely a really positive thing for me in my career.
Right. It's so many positive things to say about Tommy Dreamer and his business. Definitely. What's your memories of winning the WWC Puerto Rican Heavyweight Championship?
It was a nice experience to go down to Puerto Rico and wrestle there for several months and, you know, win one of their top championships, you know, a new region, different type of style of wrestling, different type of fans. And it was, you know, winning the Puerto Rican championship is, you know, I'll be in the, you know, history books, I guess, so to speak, forever. So that's a accomplishment that I'm proud of as well.
Also, one of your other highlight moments was working with Vampiro also in Europe to win the heavyweight championship. What are your thoughts on working with Vampiro?
He was great to work with, and we had some great matches in front of some really big crowds in Italy. And, you know, I have Italian heritage, so that was even more special to me to get to work in front of Italian crowds and work with such a talent like Vampiro in front of a, you know, such a big attendance, and to do it in Italy made it even more special.
Any thoughts of debuting for TNA's Destination X pay-per-view working with the Voodoo Ken Mafia?
I mean, I grew up watching Billy Gunn and Road Dogg, you know. So to be able to work with them on a pay-per-view was, you know, something, you know, one of those moments where you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. And now I can look back on my career and I could say, you know, I worked on a pay-per-view for the two biggest wrestling companies that were around, you know, during my career, which would be, you know, TNA and WWE. So I had a real nice time, and that wasn't the last time we worked them either. So we got to work with them a few more times after that. So it was to work with Billy Gunn and Road Dogg, one of the best tag teams, you know, of our era, was something special.
Right. What are your memories of working with superstar Mike Bennett?
Mike Bennett's a great talent, and he's he's obviously still rising and up and coming, and you know his career hasn't even begun to peak. So it was nice. It's nice to look back right now, and say that I worked with him on his earlier on in his career.
All right. Also, you had a chance also to work with former baseball player Joe Arsenio. What's your thoughts on him?
I feel like this interview is just basically me giving my thoughts on every opponent I've ever worked with. So Joe is a good guy. He was, you know, a Major League Baseball player. You know, he respected the wrestling business. And he was, a good guy to work with. He took his bumps and bruises, and he realized how hard wrestling was, and he's still going strong at it. So I believe he still wrestles a couple times a year, and you know, it was nice to be his first ever official match.
Awesome. And you definitely had a movie leading role for Jersey Shore Massacre. What's your thoughts of being in the lead, having a lead role for your first movie?
So I've been involved in other films, smaller roles, but that was obviously my first major starring role. So it was, you know, a great experience to have to work on the set every day. And, you know, since that time and even a little bit before that, I've gotten to work on some major television shows as well. So it's been a fun experience getting the opportunity to work on several major products in the entertainment business.
Right. And you definitely also made appearance in College Road Trip. That saw Martin Lawrence and Raven Simone. What are your thoughts of being a part of that movie?
My thoughts on that are it was a good experience to be a part of. You know, it was one of my first ever, you know, roles on a film or TV. And to be on a set with, you know, Raven Simone and Martin Lawrence is obviously, you know, a special experience.
And definitely. Also, you definitely did a very good entertaining match with Joseph Park also in the Northeast Wrestling Company. Do you have interest in working for Ring of Honor full time?
You know, I would have to cross that bridge, you know, when I come to it or if I come to it. You know, if they found a situation where, you know, I'd be a part of the company and, you know, it fit kind of both sides of the equation, then I'd be open to it for sure. But on the same token, I have a lot going on right now in my career in acting and in fitness, so it's not something that I'm actively looking towards would be to go back to a full-time wrestling career. But like I said, on the same token, you know, if that came about, then I would cross that bridge and you know, see where I'm at from there.
All right. Do you still stay in contact with Antonio Thomas on and off doing in wrestling?
Yeah, absolutely. We're big sports fans, so a lot of times we're not even talking about wrestling anymore. We're talking about how his 49ers are doing and how his Red Sox are flailing and how my Mets are winning, finally. So, yeah, we definitely still stay in touch.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a surprise to see the Yankees and the Mets at the same time are back into it, the playoff scene again, closing in on.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time to be a New York baseball fan.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Any interesting road stories in wrestling?
Can you repeat that?
Any interesting role stories or behind the scenes memorable funny moments in wrestling?
Oh, do I have any interest in that? I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
I mean, any role stories or any in pro wrestling you had?
I live a pretty pretty straight life. You know, I don't go out and drink. I don't really party too much. I guess the only
the only story that I could think of off the top of my head was what Batista wrote in his book about us was, you know, one day we got to a hotel on a Sunday night very late. Obviously, we had Raw the next day in the morning, and we were both checking in at the same time, and then the coach, Jonathan Coachman, came in, and he's like, "Hey, Batista, what are we doing tonight?" And he said, "Oh, we're going out, and these two are coming with us." And then we just kind of looked at each other, and we're like, "Oh, boy, what are we in for?" So then we ended up going out with Coach, Batista, Jericho, and I think a few other guys, and we had a lot of fun that night. We didn't get much sleep. And then the next morning we had to wake up and go to work, go to Raw. But, you know, it was a good bonding experience. And, from that point on, Batista and us had a lot closer, relationship.
Right. Because they said during the past that, Batista didn't get along with certain ones in the business today, like the AJ Styles or Bully Ray. Also,
to me, he was cordial and he was always a good guy to me.
Right. Any upcoming events you want to plug for our fans out there?
So myself and Antonio are teaming up again for, I guess, the first time in a couple of years up in for a benefit show in, I think it's South Portland, Maine, and that would be on November 7th. And I'm also been given some other dates for shows up in the Northeast, but I just haven't been able to confirm those shows completely. But it should be a fun show to team back up with Antonio on November 7th in South Portland, Maine.
Awesome. Yes. Romeo Roselli, it's been an honor for you to come on Wrestling X Factor Radio to with us this afternoon to share your thoughts of your career and highlights.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Gentlemen, that was former WWE superstar and one half of the Heartthrobs, Romeo Roselli. If you are interested in downloading or looking in the archives, go on stitcher.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or Facebook at fan page at Wrestling X Factor Radio Show or at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio.com for all your archives there also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Everybody get up.
Mary Boo. Yeah, I can have the biggest machine bad ears. So, hit me up when you're passing through. I give you something big enough to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you're drag casual. I mean, it's all unbearable. Tell them, 100 years not there when I pull up on that, let you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.